Ramshek in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is Mitzvah Yud by the Mitzvah of Matzah. So he brings Shamati Mimorin Hagoyin Zeichet Tzadik Levracha Balach Sam Sofer. So I heard from the Chassam Sofer that the Mishnah says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hamad Aleph that a person can make matzah from any one of the Chamishas Aminim, right? The Chamishas Minei Dagon. Any one of those minin, if you make matzah from it, it's going to be kosher matzah. What are the five minin? Chitim so'irin, kusmin, shiboyle shua, v'shifayin. Said the Maram Shek, I heard from Maran Agoyin Zatzal, that said, afilu hochi, lo yasa l'chatchilo mikem machzair. That l'chatchilo, a person shouldn't go and make matzah from so'irin, from barley. Why? The isa b'svarim, v'asushtet in svarim, the kemchi so'irim kosher l'shikcha. That if somebody eats kemach so'irim, it's kosher l'shikcha, u b'matzah is ksiv, Lamantiskar. The idea of eating matzah is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? To remember the fact that we went out quickly and there was no time for the dough to rise. So being that the whole tachlis of matzah is Lamantiskar and Kimchi the Sa'irim is kosher l'shikcha. So said the Ramshik, Shamati b'shem Mor Nagoyin Zatzal, Balach Sam Sofer, that a person l'chatchilu should not make matzahs out of Sa'irim, even though the Mishnah says in Pesachim Lamedei Amar Aleph that it's one of the Chameshas Minei Dagon. This is something that if you want to do, Be'etzim you're allowed to do. I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss in Parshas Bo. He brings this Ramshik, and he has a beautiful arichos with incredible bekiyas, Kedarka b'koydesh. One of his Mar Mekoymas is a Chsam Sofer. In Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. So this is in Chedushei Chassam Sofer Al Hashas. The context over there is a very famous Gemara, where the Gemara mentions a whole bunch of different pieces of advice that Rav Chisda gave. It concludes with the advice that he gave to his daughters, Ki Yadua. But that's the very, very famous Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. And he keeps on giving advice to a Bar Bei Rav, right? That's who he was talking to. He was talking to Yungalite. He was talking to Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Rav Chisda, right, just to get a feel for it. Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Officially, Rifta Leilechel Yarkim Mishum de Gar. Amar Rav Chisda, Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Officially, Rifta Leilifza Batsue. Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Officially, Rifta. Vechulu Vechulu. It's mamish piece of advice after piece of advice after piece of advice, all being given by Rav Chisda to a Bar Bei Rav. Said the Chassam Sofer that if you look closely, there's two things that are mentioned in that sugya that are not talking specifically to the Bar Bei Rav. One Rav Chisda, and the other one is actually Rav Papa. I'm Rav Chisda, this is Maimer Hashmini. It's the eighth member. Rav Chisda, all of a sudden, he changes his niggin a little bit. He said, if someone's able to eat Sa'irim, he could survive on barley. And instead he decides, he's a fine schmecker, he's going to eat chitim. He's going to be over Baltashchis. Over here, Rav Chisda is not talking to the Bar Bei Rav. He says, "Hayman the Efshalei Lamechel Nahamad Desairi." Then the Gemara concludes as a Amar Papa, Meinian Leinian Boys Inyan. Hayman the Efshalei Mishdi Shichro. If someone's able to drink beer, Veshasi Chamra, and instead he drinks wine, right? This is a very famous member for Rav Papa in the Raid Bites. Oyvim Mishum Bal Tashchis. He's going to be Oyvim Bal Tashchis, right? Rav Papa was a Meicha Shecher. That's what the Marsha says. Marsha says Rav Papa was trying to promote his business. He was a Meicha Shecher, and that's why he said if someone's able to drink beer and he drinks wine, he's over about Tashchis. This was a very good marketing slogan. The great Rapapa comes out with a psak, all of a sudden business is booming, right? Little inside information, some people start trading on it, the next thing you know is a psak gvidim, right? That's a little bit what it sounds like. This is what the Marsha says. We mentioned in the past that the Rashash says, that the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that if somebody is ever a chashud on something, and really he's innocent, the schar that he's going to get in the next world is incredible. Rabbi Yossi said, I want to get the olam haba of a person who people were chashud him of doing something wrong, and it wasn't emes, because the olam haba that he's going to get for the bizyonis that he had to endure in this world is going to be absolutely incredible. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Rav Papa said, it happened to me. You should know I had that. People were chashud me, and oh, I'm so happy I heard this member for Rabbi Yossi, because that means I'm going to have a lichtig olam haba. Says Rashash, what was Rav Papa referring to? So Rashash says, I think he meant this Marsha. He said that the Marsha said that white Rav Papa said that if someone's able to drink beer and he drinks wine, he's like about Tashchis. He did it to pump his business because he was a Moicha Shecher. What? How could you say that about Rav Papa? Says the Rashash, this is what he was referring to. Tvarim Atikin, right? Not for now. But the bottom line is, said the Heilig Chassam Sofer, that if you look carefully again, that Rav Chiz is talking to the Bar Bei Rav in the entire sugya. But here he doesn't mention the Bar Bei Rav. It's Hayman de Efshalei Lamechel Nehamo. And Rav Papa also, he didn't say Bar Bei Rav. What do you mean? We're giving advice to Kohen Galat. No. This has nothing to do with the Bar Bei Rav. Why not? Chassam Sofer says, half love of fellow. He says, because it's Mavur in the Gemara. in Mesechtes Hoyrius Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that there are Chamisha Dvarim that are Meshivin as a Limud. And one of the Chamisha Dvarim is if somebody eats Pas Pichamim, the Kolshkein Pichamim Atzma. But if you look in the Dikduke Soifim, what was the real Gersa? Not Pas Pichamim, Pas Chitim. That means Chitim is something that's Meshav as a Limud. As opposed to Soirim is something that's Meshakeach as a Limud. So you're going to tell a younger man that if you're able to sustain yourself on the Hamad Asairi, don't eat Nahama de Chiti because it's Baltashkas. What do you mean? He's eating the Nahama de Chiti. He needs this to be able to steig. He needs it to be Meshav Esalimut. So there's no way in the world you'd be able to say that. Norvas, if someone's not a Berberav, he's an Amma'aretz, maybe an Isha, someone that's not holding by learning. Someone that's not holding by learning. This is very good advice. But a Berberav, Tafkir, it's not Shaykh. And then the Chassam Sofer said that I believe that's why Rapapa also said, Hayman de Efshel Mishti Shikhar Vashasi Chamer. This is Chikav. Because Rapapa knew what Rav said. Rapapa knew that Chamra Verechani Pikrin, and this is fakert from that marsha, that even though Rapapa was a Moicha Sheikhah, he would have never ever told a younger man to buy his beer, right? Fakert, he was that salesman. Don't buy my beer. I know this is how I make a parnasa, but I have to be honest with you. Chamra Verechani Pikrin, develop a taste for wine, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up working better. Said Rapapa, I hold that Be'etzim Rava's Mahalach is the Richtige Mahalach. And he would have never told it to a Barbei Rav, Zok Techsam Sofer. Nor was. Hey man, someone that's not a Barbei Rav. The Efshin Lemishti Shichra V'Shasri Chamra. A person like that is going to be over Mishum Atashkas. But either way, said Rav David Yoel, that it's Pashit. This Chsam Sofer here in Shabbos Kuf Mem on the days, this is a tzushtal to what the Maram Shik brought, that Shamati Mimor and Balach Sam Sofer, that even though one of the Chameshas Mine Dogan is Soirim, and the Mishnah says, I'm Sochim Lamadei, that you can be Yoitza Matzah with any one of the Chameshas Mine Dogan, Afilu Hochim, when it comes to Matzah, don't, because it says Laman Tizkar. And being that it says Laman Tizkar, so it's for that reason, this is not something that a person should do when it comes to Matzah. Another Maramachim that Rabbi David Yoel brings is from Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern. So we talked a little bit about Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern, Bezer Hashem, and the Achikala, we're going to talk more about Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern. But he was an Einikol from the Chassam Sofer, and he is very much the reason we have the Sifri Chassam Sofer the way we have it. But he wrote Hagoyes on the Chassam Sofer story, it's called Shar Yosef. So this is in Shar Yosef, it's a footnote, on Chassam Sofer, on the Haftorah of Parshas Tazria. So in the middle of a shtickle on the Haftorah, the Chassam Sofer says such a vart. He says, V'oyson tesha meyos ruyim lecho lechem soirim ha-meshakeach talmudai. And over there, there's a whole arichos that Rabbi Yosef Naftuli had, that the Chassam Sofer said that soirim is meshakeach as talmudai. And he says, really, Tzarechim, where do you find it? It's not here in Horitz, with Gimel Amid Beis. Right? We went through Hayris with Gimel Amid Beis. Now, you find that Chitin is Meshav Es Alimut, but you don't find anywhere that Se'orin is Meshakeach Es Alimut. So he has a whole Arichos, and he says it's Poshet, that the Vel makes a little bit of a toys in terms of what the Chassam Sofer meant. He said he doesn't believe for 1 second the Chassam Sofer really believed that Se'orin is Meshakeach Es Alimut. But what he meant is, really what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufmen, that if somebody could eat Chitin, and instead he eats Se'orin, then it's a dover ha-meshakeach es alimud, because why are you eating bread from barley, which is not going to help you remember your learning, when instead you can eat bread that was made from wheat, that's going to allow you to help you to remember your learning. He brings at the end of this piece, achakach ro'isi b'ram shik al tariyak mitzvahs mitzvahyum, who brings that he heard from Mar Nechassam Sofer, Talmud from Nechassam Sofer, that he heard, Talmud Movik Nechassam Sofer, that he heard that don't eat matzahs from Soirim because it says Laman Tiskar and it's a Dabar HaMeshakech HaSalimut. He says it's Pashatim, the Chassam Sofer wasn't focusing on Soirim. He meant because people used to make matzahs maybe from Soirim. So he said, don't Soirim. It's not that Soirim is Meshakech HaSalimut. The punchline is more that you don't have the Milo that you would have from Chitin, because you don't find anywhere in the Gemara that Soirim is really Meshakech. What you do find is that Chitin is something that's Meshiv, and by you eating Soirim, you're not going to have the Dabar HaMeshiv. So just to end, Toich Dvarov, Rabbi David Yoel says that Lefize, you could be Miyashav Akasha that he saw. He said he found the Sefer, Ubekoivitz Oitzis Yisrael Gilyan Tezva. Right, this is where the Megadim Chadashim does things that nobody could do. Heir HaMoitzi Lo'or, Rav Tzvi Maskowitz, Zechrein Elavracha, Al Dibim Ram Shikhanal, Mimashakosav Amarashoba Hiris Yud Gimel Amadeis. He said that he saw that this grace of Talmud Chacham asked the murder to get kasha on the Ramshik. Ramshik brings from the Chassam Sofer that Sa'irim is a Dovah Meshakech HaSalimud. He said the Marsha made a big deal. That how come by the Perish in We don't mention the Zayas, we mention the Shemen Zayas. It's because the Zayas is a Dover, that's Mishakeh Chesalimut. So he asked, if that's the case, Loitach Sam Sofer, why does it say Saira? It shouldn't have said Saira. Says Rab David Yoel Weiss, that Lafi, what Rab Yosef Naftuli said in Shai Yosef, that the Sairim is not really Mishakeh Chesalimut. It's just that you're not going to have the Milo, you're not going to have the added advantage of eating the Chitin, which is Meshav Esalimut. That's all the Chesam Sofer meant. That's why it has no Shaykhs to this Mashah. That's why you can't find this Gemara anywhere in Hayri Yitzhak Yodim Alamed Beis.